Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, Network Marketing Professional. What I'd like to do today is share seven questions you should ask yourself when you're doing an end-of-month review. Now, an end-of-month review in your network marketing business is when you take maybe an hour, at most 2 hours, you go somewhere quiet, and you have an honest assessment with yourself on your performance for the previous month. This is the process of looking at your business from the outside in, not just from the inside out. This is called the strategic work of your business. It's very important to do. It'll help keep you grounded. It'll help you identify what you need to focus on, what you need to stop doing, what you need to do more of. Assuming you're tracking your stats every day, like we teach and recommend, you can take those spreadsheets out. You can use that to help answer some of these questions. So here's the seven questions that I like to ask myself once a month. I typically do this on the first day of the month for the previous month. So if it's October 1st today, this would be for the month of September. The first question I like to ask is, what went well this month in my business? And I make a list of all the things that I did right. No matter how much your business grew or didn't, there's something that worked well in your business that month. Make sure you write it down. What I recommend you do after you write down 3, 5, maybe 7 things, you prioritize those things. What was the thing that went the best, the second best, the third best? That's going to help you identify what you're doing right in your business. The next thing is, what went wrong in my business this month? So write down all of the things that went wrong that you can remember. Maybe someone quit. Maybe someone canceled an auto ship. Maybe your leader left. Maybe you slowed down or took a week off. Whatever it is, write all the things that went wrong and then prioritize those from 1 to 5. What was the worst thing that happened? The second worst, the third, the fourth, et cetera. And now you're going to have things that you can improve upon the following month. Question number 3, what am I doing in my business that isn't working that I need to stop doing? So look at all the tasks that you do on a daily basis and ask yourself, which one of these tasks or multiple tasks are time wasters? They're taking all my time and they're not actually helping me grow my business. And you want to stop doing those things. They're time wasters. Time sucks, as we like to call them. Number 4, what am I doing that is working that I need to do more of? What I have found from personal experience, if you're doing 10 different things to grow your business, one or two of those things is producing 90% of your results. So what you want to do is you either want to eliminate those other 8 things or do less of them and do more of the one or two things that are giving you the biggest return on your time and money investment. Number 5, what am I not doing in my business that I need to start doing? So if you identify what went wrong in your business, you're probably going to be able to come up with a list of things that you aren't doing. Maybe you're not reaching out to enough people. Maybe you're not reaching out to the right people. Maybe you're not posting videos on YouTube consistently. Maybe you're not posting on Facebook consistently. So what am I not doing in my business that I need to start doing? This is also a good category to experiment with new things to get leads and grow your business. Number 6, what do I want to achieve with my business in the following month? So next month. What I like to do is set 3 big goals for my business each month. It's going to vary each month depending on what the growth in my team looks like. But what do I want to achieve in my business the next month? What are the 3 most important things that if I just did those 3 things, my business would be much better off? Now, keep in mind, it's hard to set goals for things you can't control. You can't control how many people join. You can't control how many people stay, how many people duplicate, how many people recruit other people, what rank you hit. But you can control how many people you approach, how many people you follow up with, how many people you add to your prospect pipeline. Those are really the type of goals that you want to set for your business. And finally, number 7, what is my exact game plan to achieve my goals for the next month? So you've set your 3 goals. What do you need to do on a daily and weekly basis to achieve those goals? Now, if they're big goals, obviously, you're going to have to carve out more time each day. If they're small goals, you could probably do 30, 40 minutes a day. If they're big goals, it might take a couple hour a day commitment. Now, answering these questions, it hurts sometimes, especially if you know you're not doing what you could be doing or what you should be doing with your business. But I believe we have a responsibility to keep it real with ourselves. And as a business owner, we have to look at our business objectively, strategically. And if you can do that with your business and you do this once a month and then you do it once a year for the next year or for the previous year, you'll be amazed at how much progress you can make in your business, because most people don't do these things. They don't answer these questions. They're kind of just winging it. And I want you to be more deliberate, more tactical, more strategic in your business. So I hope you got some value from today's training. Individual results will vary. This is just my opinion. We can agree to disagree. I do try to post a new video almost every day, so check back often. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe, and also check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. I have a lot of things there that can help you level up your business. With that, I hope you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.